A question came in from one of our BT viewers, and they wrote, I am struggling to find peace in my life. At times I'm angry, frustrated, and don't feel like much of a believer. Where should I look for an answer? Well, that's a valuable question because it's one that I think we all face in our life at times. You're not alone. When you look at this situation, when you're dealing with feelings, we're trying to figure out this world, these questions come to mind. How do you really find peace in this world?
When we don't have peace, it usually means there's some type of conflict going on inside us, lack of confidence, fear, or something from the outside, a problem with our work, a problem with our family. In Psalm 119 and verse 165, it says, great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Peace ultimately has to begin in a relationship with God, and there's no better way to establish that peace and that type of relationship then anchored in the law of God. Once we do that, then we have the basis to begin to achieve a really lasting, useful peace in our own life because we are first at peace with God.
Yeah, I think we see that in an example in the life of Jesus Christ. He is faced with death at the very end of his ministry, just before his crucifixion. One of the last things that he said to the disciples is over in John chapter 14, and it's verse 27. And he said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So here's Jesus Christ facing crucifixion, and yet he could have peace, and he wants to pass that peace on to you. So as we face difficulties in our life, as we face this confused world that wants to steal all of our time and steal that peace from us, if we have a relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ, he says we can have his peace.
And understand that really the beginning of that peace with God begins with an understanding that his law is perfect and for our good. And once we're aligned with that, then we have the basis to achieve the type of peace that really will last and help us in today's complex and conflicted world.
That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.